Okay, boys and girls, you want to come and join me up at the front? That'd be good. It's good to see you this morning. There's something I need to grab from back here, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Okay, boys and girls, who likes new things? Do you like new things? Do you like having new things? Say like, maybe Christmas or your birthday. What kind of new things do you like getting? Who likes new things, and what kind of new things do you like getting? Anybody? Yeah. A new bedroom. Yeah, bedroom decorated, kind of new wallpaper and that kind of thing? Okay, into a new room, a different room. And what do you like new?
A new bed.
A bedroom theme going on this morning. Well, anything new. Yeah, anything new is good, isn't it? Yeah. Do you ever wish that you had the power to make something new? So you just put your hands down for a minute. Do you ever wish you had the power to make something new? Maybe like change this water into something new, like Coke. Wow. Do you ever wish you had the power to kind of change things from one thing into another to make it new, like, you know, maybe sprouts into sweets? Do you ever wish you had the power to do something like that? Yeah. I think your mums and dads wish they had this kind of power too, you know. Sometimes when I see my car on a drive, sometimes I wish I had the power to make it into a new car. But we don't have that kind of power. And I think it's a really good thing that we don't have that kind of power, because I think that we wouldn't use that power very wisely. I don't think we'd be very wise with that kind of power, would we? Well, were you listening to the story that Rachel just told? It was the story of Jesus' first miracle. The story of Jesus taking water and changing it, not into Coke, but into wine. Have you heard that story before? Jesus changing the water into wine. It's a great story. Jesus was at a wedding. Anybody been to a wedding? Yeah, been to a wedding? Well, in this story that Rachel told from the Bible, Jesus was at a wedding and they ran out of drink. They ran out of wine. And could you imagine how embarrassed the host must have been to have run out of wine? But Jesus' mum knew that Jesus had power to make a difference. And Mary, his mum, said, "Jesus will know what to do." So Jesus said, "Take these big jars, these big clay jars, fill them with water." And when they poured the liquid out of those jars, it wasn't water, it was wine. It was a miracle. Jesus had made something new. He'd taken something and made it into something new. And it was the best wine. When Jesus changes something, it's the best. Now, in the Bible reading, it said that this was a sign. Now, I need somebody to help me. Who's going to help me? Gabriel, Louisa, do you want to come out to the front? I want you to be a sign for me, all right? So, Gabriel, I want you to be a sign to, let's think, the piano. I want you to be assigned to the piano. So, what are you going to do? Okay, that's acting out playing the piano. If I asked you to be a signpost to the piano, what would you do? Would you go? Would you point to the piano, yeah? Okay, why don't you do that? Cool, that's a brilliant sign. Everybody can see that you're pointing to the piano. Louisa, I want you to be a signpost to a clock. Can you see a clock anywhere? Can you see a clock anywhere? Can you see one up there? I tell you what, shall I be a signpost to the clock and then you'll know where it is? Can you see it? A sign points something out. Thank you for your help. Go sit down. Thank you for your help. The sign points something out. And in our reading, it said that Jesus, doing this miracle, it was like a sign. It pointed something. It said something. And that first miracle pointed out something about Jesus, who he was and what he'd come to do. Jesus had come with the power to make difference in people's lives. The God who made everything from nothing came to earth with the power to make everything new. It was a sign. What have we done so far? So, we've seen that Jesus made something new. Where's my clicker? What we're going to see now is Jesus makes someone new. Okay, so Jesus, what did Jesus make new in the first story? He changed water into wine. So he made something new. He has the power to make something new. We're going to see now that Jesus has the power to make someone new. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to show you a little video clip. It's only about 2 minutes long, but I want you to watch it really carefully. It's the story of Jesus calling a tax collector called Levi. Okay? It's only 2.5 minutes long, but I want you to watch it carefully because I'm going to ask you some questions in a minute about this story. Okay? So Jesus makes something new. We're going to now see that Jesus makes someone new. And actually, one of the things you'll see on the video is that Jesus makes a lot of people new. When Jesus came to earth, we know he went to the cross. But on the way to the cross, he met lots of people and he changed lots of people's lives. And we're going to see a little bit of that on the video clip now. Thanks, Philip. Let me move this out of the way for you.
Texas! Pay your taxes here!
Taking money from his own people to give to Rome.
Make sure you keep plenty for yourself! And he gets free fruit. Huh?
Go on, sock him one.
Huh? Follow me. I want to eat at your house today.
So, why exactly does your teacher eat with sinners then? Hmm?
I don't know. I might ask him later.
Healthy people don't need a doctor, but sick people do. I didn't come to invite good people to be my followers. I came to invite sinners.
And us? You mean you invited me and Andrew as well as the sinners?
All sinners are welcome to eat with us. Tax collectors, thieves, cheats. You are all welcome.
Watching that very carefully. Okay, a couple of questions for you. So what did Jesus say first? What did Jesus say first when he met Levi? So Levi's the guy sat behind that, like the little stall collecting taxes. What did Jesus say to Levi? Can anyone remember what he said? Asher, do you remember? It wasn't that, no? Does anybody remember? Two words. He said, follow me. Yeah, so he said, follow me. Here's the next question. So when Jesus was going into Levi's house, he said, it's not healthy people who need a doctor. It's who? Who needs a doctor? Remember who Jesus said? It's sick people. Yeah. It's not healthy people who need a doctor. It's sick people. And Jesus said, I've not come to call people who think they're good enough. I've come to heal. I've come to save those people who know they're bad enough. I've come to save sinners. Jesus said to Levi, follow me. Why did Jesus come into this world? Why did the God who made the world come into this world? He came to save sinners. Sinners like Levi. Sinners like Andrew. Sinners like me. And sinners like you. The Bible says everybody, sinners, all have sinned. All of us are not right with God. We need help. We need to be saved. We need to be rescued. And Jesus said, that's what I've come to do. Come and follow me. Do you know that Levi had his name changed? Does anybody know what Levi's name was changed to? Who wrote the first book of the Bible? First book of the New Testament. Anybody know? Did I hear somebody say Matthew? Yeah, Matthew. Matthew wrote the first book of the New Testament, and he was Levi. Levi had his name changed to Matthew. And that name change tells us, shows us, that Jesus has the power not just to change something, Jesus has the power to change someone. He came to change not just things, he came to change people. Well, he goes, I'm going to show you a verse from the Bible. But before I do that, let me just show you this picture. Anybody know what that is? It's a transformer. It's a transformer. Okay, hands up if you've got a transformer. You got a transformer? You got loads of transformers, yeah? So, Gabriel, for people who don't know, do you want to come and tell people what a transformer is? Really quickly, come and tell everyone. What's a transformer? What do they do?
It's a robot that can transform into a robot.
It's a robot that can transform. Cool, thank you very much. So, it can into a car or to a truck or a motorbike or something. It's a transformer. Change into loads of different things. Brilliant. Thank you for your help. A transformer is something that changes. It changes from one thing to another. So one minute it's a robot, and then transforms means changes into something else. Okay, here's the verse I was telling you about. The Bible says that, therefore, if anyone is in Christ is just another way of saying a Christian. If anyone's a Christian, if anyone's asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins, if anyone's following Jesus, if anyone has faith in Jesus, they are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come, and all this is from God. Do you hear what that verse is saying? Jesus transforms people. He changes them from one thing, an old thing, into a new thing. He makes them into something that they once were not. He makes them new. We're not going to learn that verse right now, because I've got another verse for you to learn a bit later. But I just want to use that verse to help you see that being in church, in a building, doesn't make you a Christian. Being in certain clothes doesn't make you a Christian. Being in a Christian family doesn't make you a Christian. What makes you a Christian is being in Christ, being forgiven by Christ, and following Christ. So what have we seen so far this morning? So Jesus made something new. We've seen Jesus make someone new. And we're going to finish by thinking really about Jesus making some place new. What I want to do is just to show you that God promises to do something amazing through Jesus. Through his death on the cross, God has promised to do something amazing in the future. I don't know if you ever said, I could do with a new pair of football boots, or I could do with a new guitar, I could do with a new car. I don't know if you ever looked at the world and thought, do you know what, I think we could do with a new world. It's such a mess. Nobody seems to be able to cure this world's deepest problems. Look at maybe war and famine and the refugee crisis. Nobody seems to be able to cure this world's deepest problems. We live in a broken world, don't we? Well, the Bible gives us this amazing promise that one day God will fix this broken world. He will make it new. Wonderfully new. So the Bible has 66 books. In the first book of the Bible, there's a perfect world described. A world where everything is good. Everything is right. Everything is wonderful. Then the last book of the Bible also describes a perfect world. A world where everything is good. Everything is right again. And we live, if you like, in the middle of the book. We live in the middle of the story. And the story of the Bible is a story of God coming into the middle of the book, coming into the middle of the story to fix this broken world that human beings messed up in the first place. And coming to promise us and assure us of a perfect new world of hope to come. The last book of the Bible pictures the future. And there's a verse there which is really sums up everything that God will do in the future. He says, "Behold, I am making everything new. Behold, I am making everything new." Not just one thing new, not just one person new. "Behold, I am making everything new." So will there be any illness in this new world? No, "Behold, I'm making everything new." Will there be any disability on this new world? No, "Behold, I am making everything new." Will there be any pain in this new world? No, "Behold, I am making everything new." Will there be any sadness in this new world? No, "Behold, I'm making everything new." Will there be any sin in this new world? No, "I'm making everything new." A new earth, a new body, a new life, a new relationship with God and with each other and with our world. That promise is for everyone who's in Christ, everyone who's been made a Christian, everyone who, like Levi, has had their sins forgiven and is following Jesus in faith. It's your promise. It's your hope that one day that you will walk on that perfect world. A world that is hard for us to imagine. A world that's hard for us to dream of now. Jesus promises it to us. I want us to learn that verse together, boys and girls. And I think I might need your help with some actions. So, let me just move this to the side. Okay. Rosie, do you fancy helping me this morning? No. Oh, go on. Cool, thank you. Right, first word is "behold." That's a bit of a weird word, isn't it? We don't really use "behold." It's kind of like seeing something, like, "Wow, look at that." See Mike up there. "Behold, Mike," at the back, yeah. So, should we do like binoculars, like, "Behold, look, wow." Okay, brilliant. Okay, who else is going to help? Hands up. Yeah, do you want to come? Come join me. Yep. Okay, do you want to stand by Rosie? Okay. "I am." So that's speaking of God. So we're just going to point upwards. All right? Should we do that? So "behold, I am." Yep. Cool. What's the next bit? So "behold, I'm making." Who's good at making things? Anybody good at making things? So, got any volunteers? Come on then. Right, do you want to stand there? Should we do like it could be like sewing or Lego or kind of something with your fingers, yeah? You got some Lego with you? Brilliant, okay. That's fantastic. Don't go anywhere without your Lego. Right. So, Rosie, behold. Zara, I am making. Okay. Behold, I am making everything. Okay. Everything. Who can do that? Asher, come on in. Oh, we got. Yeah, that's fine. Come on. That's fine. You can both do this one. Do you come this side, Asher? Good lad. Right, this is what I want you to do. When we say everything, can you do. Try not to hit each other when you do it, but do everything. Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll just move you this way a little bit. Cool. So, behold, I am making. Can you do it? Everything. Fantastic. New. Who can do new? Come on then, Joseph. So, how are we going to do new? How are we going to show new? Like shiny new or kind of like a new gift? Or what do you reckon? Like a new gift. So, new, yeah? Like new. Okay. Should we have a practice? Behold, I am making everything. You ready? New. Should we try again? Ready? One, two, three. New. Should we say new? New. New. Fantastic. Okay. Do you think you can help the grown-ups to learn this verse? I think you can. I think just by looking at you, they're gonna know this verse. And it's Revelation. That's the last book of the Bible. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. Revelation 21 verse 5. Right, let's just do the actions without any words, first of all. So I come here just to help you. So you follow me. You ready? Brilliant. Should we do it with words this time? And we'll ask the other boys and girls and the grown-ups to join in too. What do you think? You ready? After three. One, two, three. Behold, I am making everything new. And it's Revelation 21, verse 5. Right, can you say the chapter and verse? So Revelation 21, verse 5. Fantastic. Thank you for your help. Go and grab a seat. So boys and girls, what have we learnt this morning? Jesus has the power to make everything new. We saw him making something new. We saw him making someone new. And we see that in him, he holds the power to one day make everything new. If anyone is in Christ, if anyone's a Christian, they're a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. If anyone's a new creation, they will experience God's great new creation in the future when he makes everything new, when he transforms everything. What about you? Have you experienced that newness from Jesus? Have you come to him like Levi in faith? Asked him to forgive you of your sins, to put you in a right relationship with God? He offers you not only forgiveness, he offers you that promise of that perfect new life to come. If it's something you've never done before, I'd really encourage you to do that this morning. Jesus stands willing and ready to do something you can't do yourself, to do something religion cannot do for you, to do something only he can do. All this is from God. He's uniquely powerful, uniquely willing to bring that personal life transformation and to bring you into that fuller, greater transformation in the future. We're going to sing to close a song about hope. There is a hope. When the Bible talks about hope, it's not kind of like you'd say, oh, you know, I hope Liverpool beat Wolves kind of hope. It's It's something really certain. It's something really sure. It's definite. It's going to happen. We just haven't got it yet. Okay? And this song talks about a Christian's hope. There's something we have in the future that we don't have yet, but it will be ours one day because of Jesus. Because Jesus came to earth. Because of the life he lived, the death he died, because he's risen from the dead, and because he's coming back. Okay? So thank you this morning for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the gospel. Thank you for the good news about him. Thank you for sending the Lord Jesus Christ into this world to be our Savior. Thank you that there is hope for sinful people found in him. That he is the one who came to save his people from their sins. Lord, we pray the things that we've learnt about the Lord Jesus today, the things we've learnt about ourselves, the things we've learnt about life and the future, we pray those lessons would stay with us. But Lord, we pray so much more than information. We pray so much more than a service this morning that has informed us or even reformed us. We pray from the Lord Jesus Christ a message that will transform us, will change us into the likeness of the one who calls us to follow him. Lord, we pray all of these prayers, and we pray them all in Jesus' name. Amen.